Hello, everyone. You are listening to WMUC Digital, College Park. My name is Kendall. My show is This Land Is Our Land. And before I start the show today, I will begin with a brief PSA.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
Okay, so thanks for listening to that. I'm so happy to be back. Our first full week of classes since we got snowed in all of last week, which was very fun, but it's nice to have something to do. So this is actually the first time I'm in the studio by myself, so I am a little nervous, but I am also very happy to be here with everyone. Today's show will be focusing on how folk songs and like American protests through history are like so intertwined. And I really do think the reason for this is because of the way folk music is so connected to like American identity and American struggle. And we have a long history of a lot of struggle, you could say, especially now. I'm sure I don't need to tell anyone this. I went back and forth a lot. I wasn't sure how to, you know, pick specific songs or how I wanted to order them. But as I was putting this playlist together, it did sort of come to me. So I'm very excited to play the music I have for you today. I also have a little bit of a switch up about halfway through, which hopefully is a surprise you will all enjoy. So this is a very pertinent episode, I guess you could say. We actually had reports of ICE on campus today in unmarked cars. So that's a pretty big deal. And with everything going on right now, you know, people are really stressed out. There's a lot of good old folk songs by classic names you will surely recognize that are still applicable today. And then there are really, really good indie folk artists right now that are writing songs about what we're seeing in the news in the past 5 years, even up till recently. In my previous shows, I've talked about Jesse Wells, who's one of my favorite artists. And he is, in fact, on this playlist. You will be surprised. You will not be surprised to hear, I'm sure. But we're starting back with some of the older stuff. So the first song I have for you now is the song All God's Children Ain't Free by Johnny Cash. So a name you will definitely recognize.
I'd sing more about more of this land, but
all God's children ain't free.
I'd open up every door I can,
'cause all God's children ain't free.
I met a beaten, broken man. He shovels dirt, but got no land, and he held out his hand to me.
All God's children ain't free.
I'd sing along to a silly song,
but all God's children ain't free.
I'm gonna sing a blues for the man they done wrong,
'cause all God's children ain't free.
Mister, how about the man you condemned to die by taking everything that he's living by and reject him from society?
All God's children ain't free.
No. Reject him from society.
All God's children ain't free.
I be happy walking any street,
but all God's children ain't free.
I'd have a smile for all I meet,
but all God's children ain't free.
I'd whistle down the road, but I wouldn't feel right. I'd hear somebody crying out at night from a sharecropper shack or penitentiary.
All God's children ain't free.
From a sharecropper shack or penitentiary.
All God's children ain't free.
So that was just a good one to start with. It's nice and upbeat. Also, I love Johnny Cash. I play him most any chance I can get. I will unfortunately be cursing you all to listen to my voice a little more than I normally would. I do have some notes about this episode just because I wanted to make sure I said everything I wanted to say. So the first two songs I have for you after that one are The Kent State Massacre by Barbara Dane, and then per the suggestion of my father, although this is not super folky, I still wanted to play it, Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, both about the Kent State Massacre. And I chose some songs about this incident because college campuses, I feel, are very much sort of a focal point of a lot of, not like the focal point of movements or protests, but like I feel like we see that a lot on campus more so. I feel like college students get together a lot more to protest stuff, something that's often made fun of but is still frequently true, I've found. And also just sort of, I think it's just a good point, starting point to look at. And while I was doing some research for this episode, I saw a quote by Ronald Reagan in 1967 when he was governor, not yet president, and he was talking about protests on college campus, and he said, "How far do we go in tolerating these people and this trash under the excuse of academic freedom and freedom of expression?" And I feel like if you're in college right now, this is sort of a sentiment you're either hearing on the news or even from your own administration. So I just thought that was very interesting. And I kind of wanted to start with Kent State because I think a lot of people are familiar with it. If you aren't, the Kent State Massacre happened in 1970. Four students on campus were shot dead by the Ohio National Guard after protesting against the Vietnam War. So those are the first two folky protest songs I have for you. And I will be starting with the Kent State Massacre by Barbara Dane.
Brothers, listen to my story. Sisters, listen to my song. Gonna sing it for young people who are now dead and gone. Two of them were 20 and two were just 19. Just stepping out to meet the world like so many you have seen. It was in Kent State, Ohio, on a Monday afternoon. The air was full of springtime, the flowers were in bloom. Well, it was a scene of terror that none will soon forget. Young students stood with empty hands to face the bayonet. Allie Krause and Sandy Scheuer marched and sang a peaceful song. Like Bill Schroeder and Jeff Miller, they did not think it wrong. They laughed and joked with troopers, and some to them did say, "We march to bring the GIs home, and we are not afraid." warning were they given. No mercy and no chance. The air was filled with tear gas. The troopers did advance. Suddenly they knelt and fired. The students turned and fled. 15 fell at that moment, and 4 of them were dead. On the campus they were murdered in the springtime of their lives. As angry sorrow swept the land, their friends and parents cried. They'd hardly learned to struggle, but witness they will be. They died for those in Vietnam, also for you and me. But while we march and mourn today, there's much more we must do. We must teach ourselves to organize and see the struggle through. Blood flowed upon the 4th of May, and we'll know its color well. Till we sink this murdering system in the darkest pits of hell.
That was Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Hopefully you guys heard me okay and are currently hearing me okay. I got word I might have cut out a little bit. Not sure where I cut out, if it was when I was talking about the Kent State Massacre. Look, he didn't say anything too important. I read out a Reagan quote and was like, he sucks. But for our next couple songs, and you'll notice that I'm splitting up the show with some more, with the older songs and then the more recent songs. So the next two songs I have are both by Pete Seeger, who is one of the most prolific folk singers, songwriters, and social activists of the 20th century. The first song I will be playing, though, is actually, I believe, originally written and performed by Woody Guthrie, and it is called Deportees. And it's very, I mean, just by the name alone, you can probably deduce that it's very relevant to sort of things right now. But this song was originally written by Woody Guthrie after a plane crash killed a bunch of immigrants who were being deported back. And he noticed that no one was saying their names, who they were, but they were just calling them deportees. And so that's where this song comes from. And I also think that's something a lot of us can relate to, because we see a lot of violence, especially around ICE and immigration and sending people back, and then obviously the murders that are happening. And it's just, it happens so much now, we often don't even get names. So here is Deportees, sung by Pete Seeger, although I believe originally written by Woody Guthrie.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. You're flying them back to the Mexico border to pay all their money to wade back again. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees. They rode the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. 600 miles to that Mexico border. They chase us like outlaws and rustlers like thieves. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. We died in your hills, we died in your deserts, we died in your valleys and died on your plains. We died neath your trees, we died in your bushes, both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon, a fireball of lightning and shook all our hills. Who are all these friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves, to rot on the topsoil, and be called by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee.
Well, Ernie's a man of very definite opinions himself. And last year he wrote me a letter. He said, Pete, he says, I don't think people get in enough arguments in America today. See if you can't stir up some controversy with this. So we'll try. What a friend we have in Congress, who will guard our every shore, spends three quarters of our taxes getting ready for a war. Guns must make our coastline bristle, and we have to fill the sky full of planes and guided missiles. They'll be paid for by and by. Have you noticed all the progress in our mighty airborne fleet? By the time a plane's adopted, it's already obsolete. There's no factory profit, brother, and we have to do or die. One improvement, then another, they'll be paid for by and by. Modern bombs are sure to carry loads of glory, joy, and thrills. What a privilege to bury all the dead our money kills. Never mind the widows weeping, disregard the orphan's cry. When God wakes the dead and sleeping, they'll be paid for by and by.
So those were two songs by Pete Seeger, and I think they're both really good. Obviously, What a Friend We Have in Congress is a little funny and quite relatable. The whole idea of spending all this money on military stuff and then it being immediately out of date, or, you know, like seeing our money goes directly to bloodshed, that kind of thing. I liked a lot of his music. I picked those two specifically. I liked them. I like Deportees because it's very relevant to right now, and What a Friend We Have in Congress because it's a little funny. It's a little, I guess, tongue-in-cheek, you could say. So I have two more songs from the same artist. Normally I wouldn't play them back-to-back like this, but I think for this specific show it's interesting to get to hear one artist's voice through different conflicts. So the first one we have is also a little bit of a funny one. Love Me a Liberal, or Love Me, I'm a Liberal by Phil Oakes, which is a song that I think sort of talks about sort of the appropriate ways to protest, the appropriate way to rebel or revolt, and how it's people are with you until you like cross the line, until you take it a step too far. And you'll just have to listen to the song. I think it's pretty good. And then the second one is was written, I mean, 60 years ago. No, longer than that. It's from the 60s. So, and it's called, that one is called Knock on the Door. And this one, I think, when you look at the ICE raids, is very much pertinent to what's going on right now. So, as I said before, starting with Love Me, I'm a Liberal.
In every American community, you have varying shades of political opinion. One of the shadiest of these is the liberals. An outspoken group on many subjects. 10 degrees to the left of center in good times. 10 degrees to the right of center if it affects them personally. So here then is a lesson in safe logic.
I cried when they shot Medgar Evers. Tears ran down my spine. And I cried when they shot Mr. Kennedy, as though I'd lost a father of mine. But Malcolm X got what was coming. He got what he asked for this time. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Get it? I go to civil rights rallies, and I put down the old D.A.R. D.A.R., that's the Dykes of the American Revolution. I love Harry and Sidney and Sammy. I hope every colored boy becomes a star. But don't talk about revolution. That's going a little bit too far. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. I cheered when Humphrey was chosen, my faith in the system restored. And I'm glad that the commies were thrown out from the AFL-CIO board. And I love Puerto Ricans and Negroes as long as they don't move next door. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Ah, the people of old Mississippi should all hang their heads in shame. Now I can't understand how their minds work. What's the matter, don't they watch Les Crane? But if you ask me to bus my children, I hope the cops take down your name. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Yes, I read New Republic and Nation. I've learned to take every view. You know, I've memorized Lerner and Golden. I feel like I'm almost a Jew. But when it comes to times like Korea, there's no one more red, white, and blue. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. I vote for the Democratic Party. They want the UN to be strong. I attend all the Pete Seeger concerts. He sure gets me singing those songs. And I'll send all the money you ask for. But don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Sure, once I was young and impulsive. I wore every conceivable pin. Even went to socialist meetings. Learned all the old union hymns. Ah, but I've grown older and wiser. And that's why I'm turning you in. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. In many a time, in many a land, with many a gun in many a hand. They came by the night, they came by the day, came with their guns to take us away. With a knock on the door, knock on the door, here they come to take one more, one more. Back in the days of the Roman Empire, they died by the cross and they died by the fire. In the stone Colosseum, the crowd gave a roar, and it all began with that knock on the door. Just a knock on the door, knock on the door, here they come to take one more, one more. The years have all passed, we've reached modern times. The Nazis have come with their Nazi war crimes. Yes, the power was there, the power was found. 6 million people have heard that same sound. That old knock on the door, knock on the door, here they come to take one more, one more. Now there's many new words and many new names. The banners have changed, but the knock is the same. On the Soviet shores, with right on their side, I wonder who knows how many have died. With their knock on the door, knock on the door, here they come to take one more, one more. Look over the oceans, look over the lands, look over the leaders with the blood on their hands. And open your eyes and see what they do when they knock over their friend. They're knocking for you with their knock on the door, knock on the door, here they come to take one more. With their knock on the door, knock on the door, here they come to take one more, one more.
So that again was Knock on the Door by Phil Oakes. And this brings us to approximately halfway through our show. And like I said at the beginning, in case you missed it, I will be doing a little bit of something I've never done before and something I normally wouldn't like to do. But as I put together this episode, I remembered this poem I'd heard that, well, it really fits the song we just heard, but I think it fits the whole theme of the episode about protesting and standing up for others and what you believe in. It's, many of you will know exactly what I'm talking about when I reference, but it's very similar to the when they came for, you know, whoever, and then they came for me at the end. This poem is very similar to that. It has the same message, but I like the visuals it does better, and I think it's written really well. So I'm actually going to read that out for you all. And I have been practicing, but I'm not a poet, so hopefully I do a decent job. It is The Hangman by Maurice Ogden. So I recommend, if you want to follow along or if you want to listen to it later or hear someone who's not me recite it, that's where you can find it. But I will start. Into our town the hangman came, smelling of gold and blood and flame. And he paced our bricks with a diffident air, and he built his frame on the courthouse square. The scaffold stood by the courthouse side, only as wide as the door was wide, a frame as tall or little more than the capping sill of the courthouse door. And we wondered, whenever we had the time, who the criminal, what the crime. The hangman judged with the yellow twist of knotted hemp in his busy fist, and innocent though we were with dread, we passed those eyes of buckshot lead, till one cried, "Hangman, who is he for whom you raise the gallows tree?" Then a twinkle grew in his buckshot eye, and he gave us a riddle instead of reply. "He who serves me best," said he, "shall earn the rope of the gallows tree." And he stepped down and laid his hand on a man who came from another land. And we breathed again for another's grief. At the hangman's hand was our relief. And the gallows frame on the courthouse lawn by tomorrow's sun would be struck and gone. So we gave him way and no one spoke, out of respect for the hangman's cloak. The next day's sun looked mildly down on roof and street in our quiet town. And stark and black in the morning air, the gallows tree on the courthouse square. And the hangman stood at his usual stand with the yellow hemp in his busy hand, with his buckshot eyes and his jaw like a pike, and his air so knowing and businesslike. And we cried, "Hangman, have you not done yesterday with the alien one?" Then we fell silent and stood amazed. Oh, not for him was the gallows raised. He laughed a laugh and he looked at us. "Did you think I'd gone to all the fuss? To hang one man, that's a thing I do, to stretch the rope when the rope is new." Then one cried, "Murderer," one cried, "Shame," and into our midst the hangman came. "To that man's place do you hold," said he, "with him that's meant for the gallows tree." And he laid his hand on that one's arm, and we shrank back in quick alarm. And we gave him way, and no one spoke, out of fear of the hangman's cloak. That night we saw, with dread surprise, the hangman's scaffold had grown in size, fed by blood beneath the chute the gallows tree had taken root, now as wide or a little more than the steps that led to the courthouse door, and as tall as the writing, or nearly as tall, halfway up the courthouse wall. The third he took, and had we all heard tell, was usurper and infidel, and said, what, said the hangman, "have you to do with the gallows bound, and he a Jew?" And we cried out, "Is he this one he who served you well and faithfully?" The hangman smiled. "It's a clever scheme to try and strengthen the gallows beam." The fourth man's dark, accusing song had scratched our comfort hard and long. And, what concern he gave us back, "Have you for the doomed in black?" The fifth, the sixth, and we cried again, "Hangman, hangman, is this the man?" "It's a trick," he said, "that we hangman know, for easing the trap when the traps ring slow." And so we ceased and asked no more, as the hangman tallied his bloody score. And sun by sun and night by night, the gallows grew to a monstrous height. The wings of the scaffold opened wide till they covered the square from side to side, and the monster crossbeam, looking down, cast its shadows across the town. Then through the town the hangman came, and called in the empty streets my name. And I looked at the gallows soaring tall and thought, there is no one left at all for hanging, and so he calls to me to help him pull down the gallows tree. And so I went with right good hope to the hangman's tree and the hangman's rope. He smiled at me as I came down to the courthouse square through the silent town, and supple and stretched in his busy hand was a yellow twist of the hempen strand. And he whistled his tune as he tried the trap, and it sprang down with a ready snap. And then a smile of awful command, he laid his hand upon my hand. "You tricked me, hangman," I shouted then. "There your scaffold was built for other men, and I am no henchman of yours," I cried. "You lied to me, hangman, foully lied." The twinkle grew in his buckshot eye. "Lied to you? Tricked you?" he said. "Not I, for I answered straight and I told you true. The scaffold was raised for none but you. For who has served me more faithfully than you with the coward's hope," said he. "And where are the others that might have stood side by side in the common good?" "Dead," I whispered, and amiably, "murdered," the hangman corrected me. "First the alien, then the Jew. I did no more than you let me do. Beneath the beam that blocked the sky, none had stood so alone as I." And the hangman strapped me, and no voice there cried, "Stay," for me in the empty square. So that's the poem, The Hangman, again by Maurice Ogden. I like this a little bit over the first they came for, just because I think visually it's very striking, and I also like the prose of it a lot. Hopefully I did not butcher that for you all, and you got to get some enjoyment out of it. But now we're going to be moving on to some of the newer songs that have come out in the past couple years about specific incidents you will have been alive for and you will remember well. So to start back with the music and not just my voice, we have a song that was released in 2025 by a woman named Renee Christine, and it's called Turtle Island. And this one's good. I wanted to start with this one because it's a little bit thematically different. But it's thematically different, but it also sounds different. So I wanted to give a little bit of a different sound after talking, and also those first several that all sound kind of similar. This is a nice break from it. It's also one of the few women I have on this playlist. I did struggle to find good ones that fit the theme. But here again is Turtle Island by Renee Christine.
Loud was the river and the river could talk, and heavy was the water and the water could walk. Mother remembers what her sons forgot, and never take without giving. Somewhere inside you remember the tune of the very first dawn, you were singing it too. Now the fields grow brittle for the harvest moon, this time she won't be forgiving.
Telephone, the headlines weren't so great. Spending lives to save a dollar and then asking God for change. Cutting funding from the institutions keeping us alive. And a birthday's not a party, not until the tanks arrive. And the smallest man alive is whining, wishing he was big. If you thought we hit the bottom, get your shovel and let's dig. 'Cause the bottom has a basement, and in case you didn't know,
basement has a cellar and a lot of floors below. There's a dungeon buried under, but how deep God only knows. Every day we scrape the bottom, every day we reach new lows. Then two businessmen go walking on the Gaza Strip at night, and they come upon a child starving, holding up a sign. When they read it, they both see that it says Free Palestine. And they say that's quite a price since you've offered, now it's mine. And the smallest man alive is whining, wishing he was big. If you thought we hit the bottom, get your shovel and let's dig. 'Cause the bottom has a basement, and in case you didn't know, that basement has a cellar and a lot of floors below. There's a dungeon buried under, but how deep God only knows. Every day we scrape the bottom, every day we reach new lows. I was high outside a Sturgill show and pretty down on life. I was waiting in the beer line, that's when I met Jesus Christ. He was three sheets to the wind, you know it nearly blew my mind. I said, dear God, can't you help us? He said, I already tried. And the smallest man alive is whining, wishing he was big. If you thought we hit the bottom, it's your shovel and let's dig. 'Cause the bottom has a basement, and in case you didn't know, that basement has a cellar and a lot of floors below. There's a dungeon buried under, but how deep God only knows. Every day we scrape the bottom, every day we reach new.
So that most recent song was The Bottom Has a Basement by Billy Simmons Jr. And I think that was funny and incredibly relatable, because when you watch the news, it seems like things are somehow always getting worse. But he has a nice voice. I like that song. I think it's kind of fun. And it's very clever. So this next song I have for you is called Deny, Depose, Defend, by Joseph Terrell. And I actually, one of these songs I was unable to find, like we log all our music on a database, and one of the songs on this playlist I couldn't find, but it's not this one. This one's pretty good. Obviously this is in reference to the engraving on the bullets that were used to kill the United Health CEO, so the song has to do with that. And again, it is Deny, Depose, Defend by Joseph Terrell.
In the center of the city where the tallest buildings rise, a shark skin suit was bloody where the bullets fly. A man from Minnesota with a family and a name. A man who made his millions off the sick and the lame. An empty street at sunrise, a stranger raised his gun. In cold blood calculation there, the deed was done. He didn't sound a warning, the boss man's back was turned. A crime premeditated, three bullets carved with words. Tonight, they'll profit from the sickness of the people till the people make it end. You may preach to congregations, you may play the steel guitar, you may toil in sandy furrows on an eastern farm. You may walk the streets of Midtown in your custom-tailored clothes, but Your life is weighed in three words: deny, delay, depose. In this world so full of fortune, where the richest rule the day, and do you think that money falls from trees and they grab it where it lays? And when you look into your mirror, when you lay down in your bed, do you ask yourself who suffers as I made my daily bread? Deny, depose, defend. They'll profit from the sickness of the people till the people make it end. Maybe Parkinson's or cancer, or a ladder where you fall. Maybe three swift golden bullets, something gets us all. To the widow and her children, I am sorry for your pain. And we appreciate your feedback. Print this form to submit your claim.
So, like I just said, that was Deny, Defend, Depose. Oh, Deny, Depose, Defend by Joseph Terrell. And he has a really, really good voice, so it's a good one to listen to, and obviously it's very interesting and very topical. That came out 2 years right after the assassination, the murder, I guess you could say. So the next two songs, and my last two songs of the three I have left, it is Join Ice by Jesse Wells. Again, I've mentioned he's my fave. I love his music. I think he's very, very clever. And he puts out music really, really fast. Like, the second something happens, he has a song about it. A good song about it. And then after that, I have Who Would Jesus Bomb by Jordan Smart. And these are both songs that came to me immediately as I was putting together this playlist. I saved them for last because they are the newer ones, but they're also some of my favorites on this playlist. So I will start with Join Ice by Jesse Wells, and I hope you guys enjoy him as much as I do, because I certainly play him enough. And here you are.
Well, if you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kind of tough. I put a kid in cuffs. I zip-tied a lady to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down. I hear they got a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy, ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE. Well, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. I got picked on in school, I never felt that cool, there's a hole in my soul that just rages. All the ladies turned me down and I felt like a clown, but will you look at me now, I'm putting folks in cages. At ICE, for respect and power, join ICE, I hear they got great hours. There's a sign-on bonus of 50 grand. They're in need of you needing to feel like a man. Join ICE. Look at them go. In the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. See, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. Join ice, boy, ain't it nice? Join ice, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ice.
If Jesus Christ came back today like he threatened he will, which poor group of people do you think that he would kill? Who would Jesus choose to starve if you gave him a chance? And if there was a genocide, would he take a neutral stance? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Would he say it's complicated and there's sinners on all sides? Or would he say that some people, they just deserve to die? If Christ the Savior rose again, then on a sidewalk slept, would you extend a hand to him or just watch where you stepped? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus hate the gay folks, or the queer folks, or the trans? Would he suggest they end their lives according to God's plans? Would Jesus tell a homeless man to get a fucking job, then turn his back on the poor? Would Jesus be a snob? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus vote Republican, or would it be Democrat? Would he be chanting four more years or wear a MAGA hat? Would Jesus run for president or dictator or worse? Would Jesus be the pastor of his own mega church? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus build a border wall? Would Jesus drive a tank? Would Jesus own an arsenal? Would Jesus run a bank? Would Jesus feel safe in his skin if he came to your town? And would you still believe in Jesus if you found out he was brown? Who would Jesus bomb? Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Would it be kids in Palestine, or how about Vietnam? Would Jesus bomb the atheists, the Muslims, or the Jews? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do? I want you to ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do?
So again, that was Who Would Jesus Bomb by Jordan Smart. And I found that song a couple months ago, and I actually totally could not find it again until I was finding songs for this show. So this worked out twofold because I found the song again. And I have one more song for us tonight. And I guess it sort of ends us on a hopeful note, because as you know, the name of my show, This Land Is Our Land, after the famous Woody Guthrie song, This Land Is Your Land, which I kind of wanted to play, I guess, is sort of a hopeful look at everything. You know, we're all still here. We're all American, presumably. This is our country, even if we don't like what we see. And you don't feel at power to change it, there's always something you can do, even if it's talking to your neighbors, looking out for strangers, that kind of thing.